Full days of fun starting Thursday, August 21st. Let yourself go.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to 95.1 KYMN Radio in beautiful downtown Northfield, Minnesota. Thank you for joining us once again on the Weekly List. Today is August 22nd, 2019. It was the beginning of the end of summer in Minnesota. But it's a joyful occasion nonetheless, because today was the first day of the Minnesota State Fair, the Great Minnesota Get-Together. I love the fair. You love the fair. Everybody loves the fair. If you don't go to the fair, it just feels like there's something wrong for the rest of the year. I mean, it's like Mecca. All roads in Minnesota lead to the state fair in August. Here at the Weekly List, we want to celebrate the fair as well. So this week, we're all about Minnesota music. There will be many of these shows in due time, so please consider this the Weekly Minnesota List, Volume 1, 2019 State Fair Edition. Now, do you know how hard it is for a fan of local music, a guy like me who has lived all of his 50 years in this state, to compile a list of music that will fit into 57 minutes? It was darn near impossible. The list of songs that I had to cut out of this show is almost embarrassing. Among the people on the cutting room floor right now are the Jayhawks, the Cactus Blossoms, the Gear Daddies, Babes in Toyland, Andre Simone, Davina and the Vagabonds, the Belfast Cowboys, The Time, Curtis A., Trampled by Turtles, Charlie Parr, The Big Woo, and some guy named Bob Dylan. So if all those people are cut out, you know this is going to be a pretty good show, right? All right, so let's get to it. The first song was Love is the Law by The Suburbs. It probably confused all six of the regular listeners to this show because it's the song I've chosen to be the theme for this show. And it gets played for about 45 seconds at the beginning of each week while I ramble on about whatever the subject or the topic is of the week. This week, I just took the opportunity to play the whole song because it's that good. Love is the Law was written for their 1984 album, which also happens to be called Love is the Law. It's probably the band's best-known song. The Suburbs, Chan Poling, Beej Cheney, Bruce Allen, Hugo Clars, and Michael Halliday, along with a cavalcade of horn players, imploded a couple years after that album. They would reconvene in 1992 and again in 2002 for some short-lived reunions. Guitarist Bruce Allen, who was really one of the keys to the group's sound, passed away in 2009. Chan Poling then went on to form the New Standards with John Munson and Steve Rome, and then worked with playwright Jeffrey Hatcher to create the musical Glen Sheen. But in 2013, the surviving members got back together and released Si Sauvage, which was their first album of new material in 30 years. And then in 2017, they released Hey Muse. Both these albums are really, really good. They both feel like Suburbs albums, maybe a little bit more grown-up Suburbs, but they are the Suburbs nonetheless. Now, that's sort of the past in the Minnesota music scene. We really should discuss the present before we go any further. And if we're going to do that, the person we have to talk about most is Lizzo, who is having one hell of a good summer. Lizzo is one of those people who's just sort of flying under the radar of popular music for years. I mean, she was incredibly well known in the Twin Cities and probably in the state of Minnesota, but outside of it, she had a profile, but I don't know exactly how high it was. Earlier this year, she released an album called 'Cause I Love You, and it has put her up into the stratosphere. She's had four Billboard hits this summer with Juice, Truth Hurts, Tempo, and this next song, which to me feels like one of those instant classics. Aretha had Respect. Madonna had Respect Yourself. Beyonce had Lemonade. And Lizzo has Good as Hell. Here it is on 95.1 KYMN, The One.
I do my head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Woo, child, tired of the foolish. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Step into some new kicks. In there, swimwear, going to the pool quick. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine self out the door. I got a bottle of tequila I've been saving for you. Boss up and change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right. So go and let it all hang out tonight. 'Cause he don't love you anymore. So walk your fine self out the door. And do your hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? And we gon' be all my hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
I've got my skeleton.
That was Dessa with Skeleton Key from her 2013 release Parts of Speech. I'm not exactly breaking new ground by saying this, but Dessa's amazing. She's a musician. She's a writer. She used to run Doomtree Records. She's a philosopher. She's an educator. I think she could probably run for Congress right now, and I think she'd fit in really well with the current House of Representatives, which, by the way, I think is a good thing. She just played, earlier this summer, she just played a show with the Minnesota Orchestra. I mean, this woman can do, I think, anything she wants. And you get the feeling that there is true greatness yet to come from her. She's just awesome. It should also be noted that Dess is playing a couple of Free State Fair shows in the Lining Kugels band shell on September 1st and 2nd. So if you haven't seen her and you're going to the fair, go check her out. Okay, the next song is Soul Asylum. Dave Perner, Dan Murphy, the late Carl Mueller, who, you know, are a great Twin Cities rock band. Maybe not the greatest, but a very, very good Twin Cities rock band. This song, though, is from their 1995 album, Let Your Dim Light Shine. It was the first single, and it was a song that I sort of lost track of for a long time, maybe 10 years. So I one day went to see Clerks 2, the Kevin Smith movie, Clerks 2, when it came out. And he had used this song for the end credits of the movie. And it's one of those wonderful experiences where a song you had forgotten about is represented to you, and you realize, oh my God, I love this song. And you get to sort of enjoy the whole experience of hearing it all again, maybe not for the first time, but it feels like it. And you just love that song. And it actually deepened my love for that song so much that I can tell you now, this is my favorite Soul Asylum song. This is Misery on 95.1 KYMN, The One.
What you
Don't Want to Know If You're Lonely by Husker Du, the co-kings of rock and roll in Minnesota in the 1980s. Their string of albums in the 80s, Zen Arcade, New Day Rising, Flip Your Wig, Candy Apple Gray, and Warehouse Songs and Stories, really helped to keep punk music going in the United States. Until grunge hit in the early 90s. The funny thing about that is that I wouldn't really even consider Husker Du to be a straightforward punk band. But if you think about it, while the rest of the country was drowning in synth pop and in hair metal, it was bands like Husker Du and, you know, Black Flag and the Dead Kennedys who were playing smart, hard-edged, politically aware, societally aware music that, and it was those guys that inspired that entire next generation that came after them, all of whom seemingly came from Seattle. But I mean, it was those bands that set the stage for the grunge movement of the 90s. Grant Hart, God bless him, passed away last year. Greg Norton is a restaurateur and a very knowledgeable wine guy, by the way, who plays in a nifty little punk band called Porcupine. And then Bob Mould, of course, these days, he's revered as an elder statesman of hard rock who probably won't ever get Hall of Fame consideration, but boy, I sure would like to see that. Anyway, that was Husker Du. Our next song is from a singer-songwriter who hails from the UK, but she's been a Twin Cities musician for, well, I'm pretty sure 2 decades. Katie Vernon, she's not exactly a household name, but folks, let me tell you something, Katie Vernon is as good as anyone else out there. She was born in London. She moved here in the I think the early 2000s, maybe the late 90s, because of a guy, which is the way it almost always goes. But I'm happy to tell you that she married that guy and they are still married. And Randy's a very good guy, by the way. When she came to the city, she started a band called the Camdens. And they were a little bit of a, you know, a harder edge band. And then one day in 10 years ago, she picked up a ukulele and everything for her changed. It led to her writing some really honest, introspective songs, which was somewhat life-changing for her. It really led to her working through a lot of personal stuff. And the music that has come out of this is incredible. Katie is an emotional warrior and she's a survivor. She likes to say that she's a girl who plays sad songs on a happy instrument, but man, she's a lot more than that. She put out an album earlier this year called Suit of Hearts that she wrote while she was on a trip back to the UK where she was reconnecting with her roots. And it's a remarkable piece of work. But this next song is actually from her previous album, Present, which was absolutely my favorite album of 2015. This is Pearl by Katie Vernon on 95.1 KYMN, the one.
Time. Tucson, right on down the rails tonight. In the Santa Fe Railroad rolls on down the line. Hey, on and on it's going.
Welcome back to the Weekly List. I'm your host, Rich Larson. And that, folks, was the amazing Mary Cutrafello with Santa Fe Railroad. Mary C. was born in Connecticut. She went to college at Yale, and she spent a lot of time in Texas where she sort of absorbed her musical sensibility. And she is a prime example of how the world and the record industry in particular is very cold and very unfair. Mary got signed to Mercury Records and in 1998 put out a great album called When the Night is Through. She played with Benmont Tench from the Heartbreakers on this album. She had Kenny Aronoff playing drums, Kenny Aronoff from John Mellencamp and Melissa Etheridge's band on this album. Danny Federici, the organ player from the E Street Band, joined her in her touring band summer of 99, I think, when she was on tour with the Allman Brothers opening for them. She played on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. She played Farm Aid. She was making it. And then Mercury Records went bankrupt. Her contract got all mixed up in the legal gobbledygook crap that goes along with bankruptcy, and she wasn't able to record for a while. And once that all got worked out, her voice failed her. She said that she just went to sing one day and nothing came out. She had damaged her vocal cords, and the only way to cure that was to not sing for a while, which is what she did. By the time her voice was back and she was ready to go, her window had closed. She had moved to the Twin Cities and was a FedEx driver. I asked her about all that once, and she said to me, you know, other than the fact that we didn't all become rock stars, it really just wasn't a big deal. I love Mary Cutrafello. She continues to make amazing music. Now, she just received her master's degree from the University of Minnesota in urban planning this past spring. I don't know if she has a job doing anything with that or not, but hopefully someone in St. Paul or someone in Minneapolis will scoop her up very quickly and make use of her brilliant mind so we can keep her here in the Twin Cities. But you can still find her playing from time to time, including, by the way, at Tanzenwald Brewing Company and at Imminent Brewing Company right here in Northfield. Another well-kept secret, although my guess is it won't be for long, from the Minnesota music scene, is a duo called Dusty Heart. This is two women, Molly Dean and Barbara Jean, both of whom had been playing as solo acts for a long time around the Twin Cities. And then about 5 years ago, they decided to come together. And I got to tell you, folks, the vocal blend these two women have is nothing short of magic. Now, it helps very much that their musical skills complement each other. Molly's a classically trained piano player who also plays a guitar, and Barbara Jean plays the fiddle and the banjo. And they're both really, really, really great songwriters. They're one of my favorite local acts. Every time they play a show at Crossings at Carnegie and Zambroda or at the Yoke Center General Store outside of Lake City, I make it a priority to be there. And I encourage all of you to go sit in a room sometime where these two women are singing together. It's amazing. Here they are with Tambourine Trail.
Oh, those eyes. Oh, that mouth. Hear your voice crying out, heart of hearts on your sleeve. The melody carries me. Will it rise like gold? Sun on a November morn, or fall to the cold, bramble and thorn, echoed deep down below.
That was the legendary Lamont Cranston Band with the Upper Mississippi Shakedown. Now, the Lamont Cranston Band did not invent the Twin Cities music scene, but you know that that was guys like Spider John Corner and Willie Murphy. They blazed the trail. But in the 1970s, when you had Bruce McCabe on you know, keyboards and vocals, and Charlie Bingham on guitar, and Pat Hayes on harmonica. It was the Lamont Cranston Band that took that trail and turned it into a four-lane highway. I think the Lamont Cranston Band is probably the best bar band that the state has ever produced. Next up is a woman we talked about a couple of weeks ago named Chastity Brown. Like Mary Cutcher Fellows, she's a southern transplant to Minnesota. She grew up in Tennessee. And like Lizzo and Dessa, Chastity is one of those artists who's just on the cup on the cup, on the cusp of breaking it big across the country. She's been touring quite a bit with Ani DeFranco, and in fact, sings backup in Ani DeFranco's band. She's getting the right kind of exposure. I think she's actually doing especially well over in the UK. But we're going to hear more and more about Chastity Brown in the years to come. This song is from her 2017 album, Silhouette of Sirens. This is Wake Up on 95.1 KYMN.
Don't you ever miss me?
Yep. Anyone who knows me knows that I wouldn't be able to do a Minnesota music show without playing something by the Replacements. I really do hope one day to do an entire show just with Replacements music. That would be completely self-indulgent, but it'd be really fun. That was Nevermind from their 1986 album, Pleased to Meet Me. The refrain from that song, by the way, All Over But the Shouting, was used by longtime Twin Cities music scribe Jim Walsh as the title for his book about the band. And if you have any interest in the Replacements, I strongly encourage you to track that book down. Or find me. I'll loan you my copy as long as you promise to give it back. That's going to do it for this edition of the Weekly List. Thanks again for joining us tonight. We're going to wrap up with a song by Prince and the Revolution. Summer of 1986, I had a job as an usher at a movie theater, and we were playing Under the Cherry Moon for at least half that summer. Now, Under the Cherry Moon was a Prince movie. Obviously a Prince movie. The album Parade was the soundtrack to that film. I've still never seen that movie because the clips I've seen are just horrible. It just looks like a terrible, terrible movie. But every time that movie would end, I would make sure that I was in place to have to go in and clean the theater so I could listen to this song right here. This is Mountains by Prince and the Revolution. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week.